Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 229 years ago today, in 1796, surveyors of the Connecticut Land Company named an area in Ohio Cleveland after General Moses Cleveland, the superintendent of the surveying party. This event marked the founding of what would become a vibrant city, known for its rich cultural heritage, industrial innovation, and contributions to music and the arts. Cleveland's establishment laid the groundwork for a community that would grow to inspire and achieve remarkable milestones in American history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 62 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:12 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:19. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 78 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 61 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 9:45, with a low tide at 3:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 85 and light southwest winds. Thursday warms up to a high near 91 and remains sunny. Friday brings a slight chance of rain with mostly sunny skies and a high near 97. Saturday has a chance of rain showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 85. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 68 to 75. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Boston Red Sox will be without Tanner Houck for an indefinite period following a setback in his recovery. Before Monday's game against the Philadelphia Phillies, Red Sox manager Alex Cora announced that Houck has been shut down from throwing due to a reoccurrence of flexor soreness. After feeling discomfort during his rehab start on July 9th, he was removed from the assignment on Friday. Cora noted, "There's no surgery needed. Just rest." With Houck's struggles in 2025 and injuries to other pitchers, the Red Sox urgently need to seek rotation help before the July 31st trade deadline. Now on to sports. On Sunday, President Donald Trump used his social media account to demand that two professional sports teams restore Native American-based names they had previously abandoned. The Washington Commanders and the Cleveland Guardians were targeted in his all-caps tirade, with Trump threatening the Commanders that he would not assist them in securing a stadium deal in Washington, D.C., unless they re-embrace the Redskins. While the Guardians responded to Trump, the Commanders have remained silent, prompting speculation about their reluctance to engage. Their silence raises questions about whether they are simply avoiding controversy or secretly wish to revert to the old name. In local sports, last night at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, the Red Sox fell to the Phillies 3-2 in 10 innings. Jaron homered early, but Hicks took the loss after a 10th inning error allowed Marsh to score the winning run. Duran's solo shot provided an early lead, but Philadelphia's Castellanos and Real Mudo answered back. Though Story tied it in the sixth, Late game, Philly resilience proved decisive, leaving the Sox at 54 and 48. Tonight, the Sox face the Phillies again at Citizens Bank Park for Game 2 of this three-game series. Richard Fitz, with a 2.50 earned run average, takes on Christopher Sanchez, who holds a 3.12. First pitch is at 6:45 with clear skies and a temperature around 82 degrees. In top news, scientists have made a significant breakthrough in nuclear fusion as the Wendelstein 7X Stellarator in Germany has set a new record for plasma duration. Researchers sustained fusion reactions for an impressive 43 seconds, marking the longest duration ever achieved in nuclear fusion, surpassing previous records held by tokamaks. Unlike nuclear fission, which produces toxic waste, nuclear fusion only requires hydrogen ions, promising clean, limitless energy. This achievement demonstrates the potential of stellarators, which can operate more flexibly and efficiently. Professor Thomas Klinger from the Max Planck Institute for Plasma Physics hailed this milestone as a step toward viable fusion energy. In business news, consumer behavior is sending flashing red signals as an increasing number of Americans are skipping car payments. While headlines suggest inflation is easing and job markets are strong, the reality is troubling. According to LendingTree, 5.1% of Americans are delinquent on auto loans, with 2% at least 30 days late. Subprime auto delinquencies have reached a 15-year high, according to Fitch. This trend indicates deeper structural pressures, as even prime borrowers are starting to struggle. Investors should focus on these behavioral signals, as the true risks are often hidden beneath the surface. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $117,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $3,700. And XRP is unchanged at $3.48. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Astrophysicists have made a groundbreaking discovery revealing the largest known merger of two black holes. This violent collision created a single black hole approximately 225 times the mass of the Sun. The merger produced a gravitational wave that rippled across the universe, detected by the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory in Washington and Louisiana. The faint signal, lasting only 0.2 seconds, was announced on July 13th in Glasgow. Researchers are still unraveling the mystery of this event and exploring how these black holes may have formed. This finding opens exciting new avenues for cosmic research. And in entertainment news, Pedro Pascal is setting the record straight regarding his role in Avengers Doomsday. In a recent interview, director Matt Shakman discussed casting Reed Richards, also known as Mr. Fantastic. He mentioned the character's evolution from a nerdy scientist to a father and leader. However, rumors circulating online suggested Pascal would lead the Avengers, which he clarified to Entertainment Weekly is not the case. What Matt has said about Reed and the comic has been taken out of context, he explained. The upcoming Fantastic Four First Steps opens in theaters this weekend, with Avengers Doomsday set for release on December 18th, 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author Robert Quillen. And he said, "Progress always involves risk. You can't steal second base and keep your foot on first." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.